I've got shingles at the moment. I'm not quite sure if I knew what shingles really were before I got them. I remember people talking about people who had them in a kind of a tone of great pity and sympathy, like it was something really bad to have. But I wasn't quite sure. I think when I was younger, I thought that maybe it was something to do with your bum, but it's not. At least it's not in my case. It's appeared on my stomach and back, but it can appear on various parts of your body, the rash that goes with shingles. And what shingles is, I found out, is that a stoat somehow, without you seeing, burrows deep inside your body and then begins to eat your flesh and nerve endings from within, which is just not very pleasant at all. And then the rash, as it gets closer, the stoat gets closer to the outside of your skin, the rash starts to appear. You start to blister. But it's a bit different at night. What happens at night is it feels like you and the stoat have been involved in a recent fire at a biochemicals factory. It's kind of surprisingly nasty. I've got quite a high pain threshold, but even so, I've been quite surprised at how hard it's hit me, particularly the bit where the stoat bought some hot chili sauce dressing and then began to eat my belly button from the inside. That was one of the worst bits. What's also quite startling is that shingles is actually some kind of latent chicken pox that's been sitting in your body, some leftover chicken pox from when you had chicken pox, that's just been waiting to reactivate. I had chicken pox in, I think it was December 1992 when I was 17, and it was an absolute bastard. But it's got kind of, it's still the same kind of bastard, but it's sort of got more bitter and cynical with age as it's come back. And I've got no doubt that the reason it's been reactivated, because it's often reactivated with stress, and the reason it's been reactivated is that recently my house flooded. Couple of different floods actually that were the result of drain problems and the fact that there's a septic tank at my house, and I wasn't told there was a septic tank at my house by my landlords, and this led to these floods. It's also a very, very damp house, which is causing problems, and I had to call out an emergency drain company, and then I had to pay the bill for the emergency drain company, and my landlords didn't pay it. I've managed to get half of that money back now, but they're refusing to pay the rest. And this, actually not so much even the flooding or the blocked toilets, the fact that I couldn't use a toilet while this was all happening, or use a tap in my house. Just the correspondence that goes with it, the back and forths between the letting agents and you, that the stress that comes from that. So I blame my shingles entirely on that. I feel like maybe, I keep feeling like maybe I'm getting better. I'm quite strong and fit and healthy, so I feel like I can fight it off. I feel like I am fighting it off, but it kind of comes back in little waves. But I did get out for a walk yesterday, because I'm chronically unsuited to being indoors for long periods of time, so I'm kind of determined to get outside and do things, even though I've been ill. So we went across the border into Cornwall yesterday for a nice walk, just a little walk, but a fairly steep one, across the estuary from Foy, very nice town that's associated with the LSD influenced novelist Daphne du Maurier. So went round the corner to a nice little creek and a lovely church with a kind of an amazing door that looked like a portal to a Gothic otherworld. And as I was coming back inland across the hillside, I found a field full of giant puffball mushrooms, which was quite exciting. I've always wanted to find a giant puffball mushroom in good condition and then take it home and cook it in some butter and garlic and herbs. Also, they used to use giant puffball mushrooms, chop them up into strips and dress wounds with them in old wars. So I thought, oh, that's an extra thing. I could put some strips of giant puffball mushroom on my shingles and see if that helped any more than just the things I've been trying, like calamine lotion and witch hazel and some very nice kind of lemon balm and beeswax mixture that my friend Jenny made for me. So I went over and I had my eye on three giant puffball mushrooms initially. I was eyeing them up wondering if I could manage all three, but they're really massive. And as I found out when I picked the first one, very heavy. So I decided to just stick to one. I thought in my shingles depleted state, that would be enough. Actually, even if I was feeling fully healthy, I think the idea of me carrying three a mile back along the path to the car seemed a bit too much. So I just took the one. It was quite heavy. So as I said, about a mile back to the car. It's actually quite busy yesterday. All these people with this newfound love of walking since the pandemic, or going along the path. I must have passed about 15 people, and really surprising lack of funny looks from them towards me and my giant puffball friend. I guess this is because it's South Cornwall and this is probably quite a normal sight, really. But it made social distancing quite difficult because it was kind of like walking two abreast with a sort of squat, overweight friend who perhaps eats a bit too much pork. So me and the giant puffball mushroom would have to move to the side of the path as people went by, got a bit tangled up in the brambles. And then finally got back to the car, feeling quite chuffed to have got this mushroom. And got in the car, turned the engine on, and then Taylor Swift's Folklore album came on, which I'd been enjoying on the way to the walk. Good record. But I just didn't feel like it was the kind of thing the giant puffball would enjoy. I just didn't really feel like the giant puffball was a Taylor Swift kind of mushroom. So I switched that off, tuned into Radio 4 instead. I thought that it'll be all right with that. And then strapped him in, the giant puffball, with the seatbelt. Because Cornish lanes, you know, sometimes you have to brake sharp. They're quite narrow. You get a car suddenly coming around a bend at you, or reverse quite quickly. So I strapped giant puffball in with the seatbelt. I didn't want the puffball to get whiplash or even worse, you know, go straight through the windscreen. That would be a terrible way to have lost the puffball. And then we got home okay, and he's currently sitting on my kitchen counter waiting to be chopped up, and looks very lovely.